It's no big surprise that John Kerry won the Democratic primary yesterday in Oregon. Dennis Kucinich and Lyndon LaRouche were the others on the ballot. Oregon is considered one of this year's battleground states. And yesterday, Kerry campaigned in Portland with his one-time rival, Howard Dean. For some thoughts on how presidential politics may shape up in Oregon this year, we turn to Robert Eisinger. He's chair of the Political Science Department at Lewis and Clark College in Portland. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Let's scroll back 4 years to 2000. Oregon was a win for Al Gore, but not by much.
That's correct. Really a close one for Al Gore. He won by a few thousand votes, if I recall correctly. And it was one of those things where Ralph Nader was a factor. I distinctly recall Bill Bradley coming to Lewis and Clark College and encouraging the students to vote for Al Gore and telling them that a vote for Nader would be a vote for Bush.
If Ralph Nader was a factor in 2000, conceivably he could still be a factor in 2004.
There's good reason to believe that Ralph Nader won't be as much of a factor. In fact, he tried to garner some signatures earlier this past spring, unsuccessfully, to try to get his name on the ballot. It does not mean he's permanently not on the ballot, but he could not get 1,000 people to garner signatures in one sitting. So the Nader factor remains a possible factor, but it's not a slam dunk that he will be a factor.
What would you say has changed in your state, if anything, since 2000 that could affect how this race shapes up?
Well, there are a couple of things that come to mind immediately. First, Oregon's economy has been sluggish. That's the word that political scientists and journalists have been using. And as a result, there are a lot of people who think that the economy needs to be kind of an uptick. Second, this is a state that has a long tradition of, let's say, anti-war activism. There are several leaders in this state who have taken anti-war positions. And as a result, I think it would be silly not to mention Iraq and to see what role the war in Iraq will have on the presidential race as well.
I suppose that would factor into the appearance yesterday by Howard Dean, who took a strong anti-war stand early on.
Howard Dean is popular in Oregon, I suspect, not only because of his anti-war stance that he took when he was running as a presidential candidate, but also because of his pro-green, pro-environmental positions.
If you're looking at a map of Oregon, thinking ahead to November, where's the focus, say, for John Kerry and for George Bush? Which voters are they trying to bring in here?
Well, eastern Oregon and southern Oregon is predominantly more conservative, and the Portland to Eugene axis is more liberal. But with the Electoral College, you need a plurality of the citizens to go for you. The person with the most votes gets all the electoral votes.
So you'd want to head likely for the big metropolitan areas, I think.
Well, you might want to head for the big metropolitan areas, but if you think half of the state is approximately in the rural and suburban regions and the other half is in the urban regions, if you're the Bush campaign, what you might want to do is eat into the Multnomah County, Portland area, not to get a majority, but if you normally got, let's say, 28% of the vote, if you could get 30 or 32 or 33%, and then you do very well in the suburbs, you might get to a majority or a plurality of votes and therefore win the state. So I don't think people are looking at this town versus this town. I think they rather see it as, if we held 42% this year, can we get it up to 45%? If we got 62% in this county last year, can we bring it up to 64%? And as a result, you're going to see John Kerry campaigning hard in Portland and Salem and Eugene and Beaverton, and you're going to see President Bush campaign probably in the southern, in Klamath Falls and Roseburg, and probably in southern Oregon. And then the ads will be shown in all of these regions, because the ads will serve that education function. They will serve that tit for tat with campaign financing in all the regions. And usually the ad buy gets you not only a Portland buy, but it gets you into the suburbs as well.
Well, Robert Eisinger, thanks very much.
It's indeed my pleasure.
Robert Eisinger is chair of the Political Science Department at Lewis and Clark College, talking about this year's presidential race in Oregon.